This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Guess which of us that fact is about. That's the way the game works. Who is your favorite Redskin? I want to get into that because yesterday we talked about lack of star power, lack of jersey sold. Kirk Cousins ranking 48th in the top 50. And many of you agreed that there are not needle movers countrywide on this team, really. You got guys like Josh Norman that people care about in California and Texas. But the fact that the defense is not as good now as it was before he got, I should say that the one that was his in Charlotte with the Carolina Panthers waters down how much people care about him. He's not playing in conference championship games and in Super Bowls. Who do you think, from a popularity standpoint, is the most popular player on the team in D.C.? And
Kerrigan?
How do you define it?
Kerrigan, I think just most jerseys, most people that are like, I can pick anybody on the 53, I'm going to take that guy.
See, okay, for popularity to me.
Most well-liked, maybe? I don't know.
I think that's a good way to do it. But I always say it this way. If there is a room at the D.C. Convention Center for every player on the Redskins.
That's a good way to think of
it. To go get their autograph and have a sit-down meeting with them. Who do the most people go meet with? And I think the answer is Kirk Cousins. Now, he is somewhat polarizing in that there are people that don't like or root for him.
Right.
But I think that because he's the quarterback, because he's the guy on every TV station every single night, and the first guy talked about on every radio station and radio show, he's the most quote-unquote popular player. Like, right now, Donald Trump is the most popular person in America.
Because most people care one way or the other.
Exactly. That doesn't mean he's the most liked. He doesn't have the highest approval rating.
Interesting, because I was thinking of approval rating. Because who doesn't like Ryan Kerrigan?
I think he's the most beloved.
Yeah, so the shooting percentage on positive feelings is Kerrigan. Next up there, maybe Trent Williams. There's no debate about Trent Williams or Ryan Kerrigan. Now, the only knock against Trent Williams, he would be my answer, except he got suspended for the pots. Please don't do that. Please always be available. Please do whatever you can to help your team. 4-game suspensions. Don't do that.
So maybe the best way to ask this then, because everyone's going to have their own definitions in terms of popularity, who is your favorite?
Who's your favorite?
You think about the Washington Redskins. I used to do this exercise with my buddies all the time. You close your eyes and you think about week one against Philadelphia. What player do you see in uniform? You know, what guy are you most excited to watch take the field? Who is your favorite Washington Redskin? Kind of plays off of our topic from yesterday and the lack of star power. But we localize this sucker and bring it back home. 800-636-1067. Your favorite player on this team right now.
Honorable mention to Tress Way because he's hilarious. We called him to our show. He's like, they called Puma. I was like, whatever, bro, let's rage. That was incredible. He's awesome. Honorable mention to Nick Sundberg. So taking away our buddies, guys that we've gotten familiar with because of the gig we're in. I'm just at home watching on a Sunday. I'm a Redskins fan. My answer, pretty uncomplicated and kind of boring, frankly. Give me 91. Give me Ryan Kerrigan. It felt like one of ours. And in other words, a guy that was drafted by the Redskins, that produced for the Redskins, that has re-signed with the Redskins. At a position of need, the guy that is relentless. There are more talented players out there. There are guys that have better skill sets. There are guys that are faster, quicker, stronger, whatever. But here's what's going to happen. Every time he comes on the field, he's going to give you every single ounce of energy that he has in a positive direction for the team. And he's going to produce at a pretty good level. It reminds me, honestly, of kind of a new version of Charles Mann, who was one of my favorite players for the Redskins for so many years. Would never be the leader, never the number one sack guy, never number two, never even number three, but always just so consistent. And it was that hunger, that unquenchable drive that he had. He reminds me a lot of Charles Mann.
That's
the same
really
sort of dude
one.
In the community. So I would say Ryan Kerrigan.
By the way, so much good quality charity work.
Just awesome
and
guy.
Never an issue. I mean, the nicest salt of the earth human being. Like, having been on that beat for 4 years, there were maybe three guys that I would have let my sister date, just knowing what they were like as human beings. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And that's not to say I don't like a lot of those guys. I wouldn't hang out with them. I do. But Ryan Kerrigan, Alfred Morris, just the ultimate human beings, where you'd be like, yeah, that's a guy I would be really
great
happy
dude,
if my sister dated that guy. How can you go wrong with 91? Who is your favorite Redskins player? 800-636-1067. So what do you know about me when it comes to topics like this?
You cannot like anyone that other people like. You have to find who you think the 53rd guy is. And maybe not even the 53rd. Maybe you go on practice squad. Like maybe you'll find someone that may or may not be on the team.
Stop.
If anybody else, this is a weird thing by you, because you, it actually kind of fits, because press box pulsing is a real thing. The disdain you have for the mass populace extends into who you like on a roster.
Oh, that's not fair.
Well, it's hard.
Jersey hipster Paulson is a thing for a reason.
Yeah, there's a reason that you, in your rarefied air, looking down on the unwashed masses in the sections below you, you scoff at them and you hate every fan that's ever lived, and you can't stand the idea that there'd be passion about sports as you're disconnected.
Stop.
So the only thing that you could possibly like is somebody that nobody else likes. So therefore, who's the least popular player on the Redskins? I'm eyeballing you. I'm looking at you right now. I'm looking at your face. Your favorite Redskin is Matt Ioannidis.
Wrong.
Damn. Your favorite Redskin, I'll do one more. I'll do 10 more. Your favorite Redskin is Bashaud Breeland.
No, I'm going to tell you who my favorite Redskin is. Nico Marley.
Yes, Bob Marley.
Nico Marley from Tulane. I'm just doing a bit.
He's doing jokes.
I was trying to keep a straight face. My goal was to deadpan that for like 2 minutes.
See how long you could go.
Try to tell you why Nico Marley was my favorite Redskin.
You know what I need? I'm sorry to interrupt you because you're doing your thing.
I just need to tell you one more thing. He's related to Bob.
I need that to end. That's the thing I need to end, because what's happening are people that are unfunny and like uncreative are like, check this out, LOL. LOLOLOL LMFAO TPGCDBDW. Listen, he's Nico Marley. He's a grandson of Bob Marley. There's reggaeton in his blood, and that's how he pipe down. It's a cool novel connection. His dad was Rohan, who played at Miami. He played with The Rock and Warren Sapp and a bunch of other people. We've covered it. It's over. Thank you very much for the acknowledgement. He's not going to make the club. Stop it.
So for my favorite Redskin, Danny?
Yes.
I thought about Ryan Kerrigan, who you've taken. Mm-hmm. I can't go Kerrigan. He's a little bit too good.
Too popular.
Too popular is
too
the
popular,
word.
Yeah.
Terrell Pryor's too new, but I'm feeling Terrell Pryor.
I'm in love.
Josh Doctson would be my guy, but he hasn't done enough.
Yep.
Trent Williams is a guy I'm thinking about. I've always greatly respected him as a leader, but the fact that he's been suspended multiple times for being essentially selfish and smoking the weeds, I can't put him as my favorite Redskin.
And so knocked him off my pedestal.
But I love Trent Williams. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, love him. My answer is Jamison Crowder.
That's a great answer.
Jamison Crowder
is my favorite
Washington Redskin.
I take it back. That's a great answer.
Jamison freaking Crowder. Punt return, touchdown against the Ravens at a time when I was really not sure if the Redskins were going to be any good. He goes up the ladder on 3rd and 15 to make an 18-yard catch. He's never met contact in the middle of the field that he didn't like. He has a button he can hit that electrifies.
He's so good. That's a great one.
I love Jamison Crowder.
I apologize to you.
That's okay.
You got beat up there for a second, and you took it, emerged from the other side with a great pick.
My other answer would be Kenny Hilliard, who's the running back.
Of course.
Who's competing for playing time. You may know him from his work with the Houston Texans in the past.
The 7th tight end is E.J. Bibbs. That's in your top five.
I'd like to apologize to you as well, Grant.
Yes.
I thought you were going to go with Will Blackman, honestly.
Oh, I do like Will Blackman.
Oh, he's awesome. Jeremy Maxey. Shut up, Danny. Shut up.
Maybe DeShazer Everett's my answer. No, Jamison Crowder is my favorite Redskin. And you're going with?
I went with Ryan
Jeremy
Kerrigan.
Macklin.
Danny. Stop sandbagging the segment.
Did Jeremy Maclin get a job?
Did he bounce? I don't know where he is now.
Did he go to Baltimore? Okay. Is he there? Did he bounce? Is that what happened? Grant and Danny on the Fan. Who is your favorite Washington Redskin? Your calls are next. Curious to see what people think on this.
Listen. Did he bounce?
To Grant and Danny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.